This is WLVR's Flight Club. I'm Christine Dempsey. Each week we test out a beer and let you know about it. And this week we're following up on a conversation we had last week about Guinness. Guinness is the best-selling alcoholic beverage in Ireland. It doesn't do too bad here in the United States. And we've got two guys from Banco Beverage who know a lot about this beer. We're going to give it a test this week on Flight Club. I'm welcoming Andy Rupee and Doug Lisk here on Flight Club, and we are going to try out a couple of different Guinness products. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
So we're going to start with first with the Guinness Draft. Now, this beer, I'm going to shake it a little bit in the can. And you can hear there's something in there. Last week we learned about the widget in there because that releases nitro. Is that correct, Andy?
So it forces a mixture of beer and gas into the liquid, awakening the nitrogen and CO2 bubbles inside the beer.
Also, this one comes in at 4.2%. Doug, is that a high level for a stout?
No, that's low. Usually stouts are 5% or higher. But this was a lower, more sessionable product that Guinness put out, and it's the, I think it's the third of the iterations of Guinness Stouts.
Let's crack this open, and hopefully that little nitro is going to do its job, that widget. Whoa.
Ooh. That sounded tasty.
I may have been playing with it a little too much. Yeah.
Yep.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, wow, it sounds good.
You know what?
I can't see it, but I can smell it.
This is amazing. It looks like coffee, the color of this.
Thank you.
It's not black or brown. It is ruby red.
Cheers.
This is really, really smooth tasting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we started with the smooth one.
Now we're going to go to the more traditional one, which is the Guinness Extra Stout. Now, Doug, let me know if I'm getting this right. Is this the original 1820-something recipe for this beer?
Yes. As far as we know, this is the Guinness that has been around forever.
Here we go. So the biggest difference I'm seeing with this one right away is the head is not as big as the one on the draft. Again, the color is still that deep ruby red, are we calling it?
It'll be a little darker, closer to black, but it is still ruby red. Mm-hmm. And you'll notice that the head is, this one is more coffee colored than the draft is going to be more of a milky color.
Okay.
So again, most of that's because of the nitrogen from the widget and the restrictor on the other guys. But
okay. Let's give this guy a try. My first sip, right away, the carbonation is wildly different in the extra stout than it was in the draft.
A little sharper, a little crisper, maybe a little bit more bitter.
Well, you're getting a regular traditional style beer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You should get some chocolate notes in this one.
Yeah, towards the end there.
And it's a 5.6 ABV, so a little bit stronger.
We're going to also try the Foreign Extra Stout. Andy, what should I expect from this one?
You're going to get some espresso, dark chocolate, earthy sweetness, roast malt character to it. Okay. But it'll be surprisingly smooth, as you will see.
This comes in at 7.5%. Oh, my goodness.
That's pretty tasty, right?
It's really tasty.
Yeah.
It is actually, it's like the draft and the extra stout got married and had a baby beer.
Yeah.
And this is it.
And it was a big baby.
Yeah. Because it was very smooth. It's thick. The mouthfeel is really nice on this beer.
Mm-hmm. And it finishes super dry. I'm sure it has something to do with the 7.5, but yeah, the chocolate notes in it are very pronounced, is what I would say.
Mm-hmm.
It is quite delicious. That is the Guinness Foreign Extra Stout. Yummy. Andy Rupee and Doug Lisk from Banco Beverage, thank you so much for coming in today and testing out a flight of some Guinness with me. This has been quite eye-opening and taste bud opening for me, so it's wonderful. Thanks so much.
Happy to hear it.
Thank you.
Andy and Doug had a lot more to say about Guinness, so we have an extended version of this interview at our website, wlvr.org/flightclub.